I thought I had my hands around all the tasks that I needed to do, but really what I was doing was waking up and letting my email or my Basecamp or my Slack dictate exactly how my day was going to go. I was going to jump when someone said jump, but I wasn't going to do it on my own terms. And I thought, hey, I'm just tackling all these problems. I'm being super productive. And then I'd look at the big picture stuff that I wanted to do, and I realized that the small things that were going to get me there were completely getting railroaded by what everyone else needed me to do. Hello and welcome to the Wit and Delight podcast. I'm your host, Kate Ahrens, founder of Wit and Delight. As a recovering perfectionist, mother of two, and juggler of many businesses, I know how hard it is to find time. Time to reflect on yourself, your choices, and who you're becoming. So I started this podcast to help myself and our readers find a little time each week to figure out our own truths and feel a little more comfortable in our own skin. So if you're new to this podcast, sometimes you'll find myself and a guest discussing where life and style intersect and how the choices we make, both big and small, can help us find empowerment and self-discovery in unexpected places. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for supporting this new endeavor for Wit and Delight. And to stay up to date, please subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you're loving what you're hearing from me, please consider tossing us a rating and a review on iTunes. It helps us reach new audiences and connect with new listeners. Okay, now for today's episode. Good morning. How are you? Some of you probably aren't listening to this in the morning, but because it's going live in the morning, maybe you are. Maybe you've got a nice cup of coffee, or maybe you're like scrambling out the door and just feeling super, super stressed out. I have been there for both types of mornings. I've been doing a lot of work around them, a lot of work around making small changes just to my day-to-day life. It's actually kind of consumed me. I've been really interested in focusing on these teeny tiny tweaks to my days and weeks, and I'm really beginning to see the value of them kind of compound. Sometimes it's in like, oh, I'm able to keep this small ritual up, maybe because I'm not trying to boil the ocean. But as someone who is really constantly setting out to do just that, just make huge changes all the time, focusing on these small things is a huge deal. Seeing the benefit in them is a big deal. I feel like I've figured out this like secret that is like the simplest, most overlooked secret that we have all heard before. So since buying into this idea that small habits compound into big changes, I have found myself fascinated by making these simple changes to my routine. Drinking lemon water first thing in the morning, making my meal plans, journaling for 10 minutes when I wake up before doing anything else. These things in the morning have really just opened up my eyes to having control over the day that's in front of me and not letting the day control me. And through this process, I've learned that what we're avoiding is probably the thing we need the most. A part of me feels like focusing on these tiny things, I'm just taking time away from my big plans. But the time I used to spend thinking about these big goals for my future at night, on a Sunday, when I'm instead writing this, it was time I was critiquing how I've been doing as a leader, as a mother, as a wife, as a woman. I was thinking about these huge, big topics that were like, am I failing or am I doing okay? When I let my big ideas take center stage instead of thinking about the small and direct things I can do to take care of myself and my family, it's only to my detriment because I'm putting myself on trial with my inner critic. It's just me judging myself, deciding that I'm wrong, deciding that I'm not doing well enough. It's actually probably all of my different egos sitting in the judge's chair, sitting in the prosecution chair, sitting in the jury. I mean, it's just all these different sides of me that are just judging current me. And it's just so unproductive. So taking stock of these little things is the exact opposite of boiling the ocean. It's about looking forward to what is right in front of you, like what you leave for breakfast or what you plan to wear that morning. Taking stock of these little things is so important. Now that implementing small incremental habits has become such a central goal of mine, I've shifted my entire outlook on how I spend my mornings. So today I thought I'd share 5 rituals that I've implemented to help you to begin each day on the right foot. And no, they do not include exercising before work, because not everyone has time to do that, and it's not how everyone needs to get centered. So let's talk about some ways that you can get centered and kind of clean out that mental energy without having to move your body. Number one is visualize what you want out of your day. And I am talking about down to how you want to feel when you come home, down to how many things on your to-do list you're going to realistically cross off. If you're like me, you might not be realizing that you're basically winging it 90% of the time. I thought I had my hands around all the tasks that I needed to do, but really what I was doing was waking up and letting my email or my Basecamp or my Slack dictate exactly how my day was going to go. I was going to jump when someone said jump, but I wasn't going to do it on my own terms. And I thought, hey, I'm just tackling all these problems. I'm being super productive. And then I'd look at the big picture stuff that I wanted to do, and I realized that the small things that were going to get me there were completely getting railroaded by what everyone else needed me to do. So just waking up and just letting whatever email or like metaphorical fire was burning brightest dictate what my highest priority was basically saying that what other people need, I'm giving it priority over the big things that I want in life. So if we don't connect with ourselves and articulate exactly what kind of day we want to have, it's not only nearly impossible to tackle all these tasks that require our attention, it also becomes really hard to find the extra time for self-care and connecting with family. So visualize exactly what you want out of your day. The next one you can try is practice being present and conscious in the moment. You can do this through meditation or just while you're making breakfast. The point is to observe yourself and take note of the tiny details around you. This practice helped me not only connect with myself, but also find gratitude for all that I have taken for granted over the years. Sometimes I just stop and think like, man, that coffee smells good. And it's so corny. And I keep hearing myself, I don't know if it's because I'm getting older, but all the things that my grandpa used to say, every day is velvet. And I always loved that. And coming from him, I was like, well, you know, he's lived this really long time and he really understands the meaning of life and kind of what's important. And I hear myself saying that stuff like stop and smell the roses. Like, I'm serious, stop and smell your breakfast. We take it for granted. And those small moments where you're just being thankful for what's in front of you, you'd be surprised how fast that ripples out into all the other relationships that you not only have with yourself, but with others. Number three is write morning pages. This is something that is new to me and I'm super excited about. So morning pages are essentially a long form journal entry that consists of your stream of conscious thoughts. So there's no wrong way to do them. They are for your own eyes only. And I like to practice this as a way to remove any lingering negativity around what could go wrong during the day by acknowledging the thought, but not giving it the power to control the rest of my day. Think of this as like taking a shower or brushing your teeth, but it's for your brain. Get rid of all of that junk that you might wake up and kind of have feel stuck in your head. A lot of us have patterns of waking up and just worrying about what could go wrong during the day. It's not just habit, it's just sort of how we're programmed. We kind of wake up and think, I've got all this stuff coming at me, how am I gonna handle it? Something's gonna go wrong, a ball's gonna get dropped. But you have to acknowledge that those thoughts they're trying to get you prepared for what could go wrong, when really kind of cleaning out those cobwebs and feeling empowered to tackle your day versus like dodging bullets is going to give you the right mindset to not only actively take out those fires, but also like be proactive about what you want to get done in that day. And so I like to think of morning pages as a way of just cleaning out the cobwebs, getting your brain in the right frame of mind to take on whatever you need to do. And you don't have to do this just during the week. Writing morning pages is a great way to spend your weekend mornings too. Say affirmations. Affirmations have been scientifically proven to work, especially for those working towards a focused future vision of themselves. You might want to steer clear of this one if you're currently arguing with yourself over whether or not these affirmations are true. This can be a little bit unproductive if you have really low self-esteem right now, because you find yourself basically saying this stuff and not believing it. So if you've got a healthy self-esteem, if you're really ready to start putting your affirmations front and center and making them a focus of your day, they can really help set you off in the right track. Aligning your motivation with purpose and preparing to face any challenge that might derail your progress, that's what these affirmations can do. Repeat them over and over again, believe them wholeheartedly, and if you're not believing them, you might want to go back to writing morning pages. Just get yourself in a frame of mind where you've got a blank slate, you've already beat yourself up, you've already gotten it out of the way, and give yourself kind of a fresh start, and then maybe bring in some affirmations too that you really believe in. You can start small and say, you know, I really like how my ankles look in this skirt. You can start there, you know, say something positive about yourself and maybe make that positive outlook part part of your affirmation. Say, I'm going to believe when someone tells me something nice about myself. I'm going to remember that anytime someone says something negative about me, it is probably their pain being reflected onto me. So start small with these affirmations if you have some self-esteem work to do. The last one is to keep a photo log. You know, take a picture of your breakfast. Take a picture of the sunlight coming into your sunroom in the morning. Take a picture of your kids smiling. Put it in a photo album where you take a picture each day that is about just connecting in that moment. It's a great way to preserve those moments before you begin the day. And you can use an app or just an album to collect all of these things. It could be, you know, a selfie too. It doesn't need to be this perfect photo or edited in any way. I love my friend Nora, who runs Terrible Things for Asking and Still Kicking. She has a selfie challenge going on. She's basically like, we're never going to get any younger. And we're basically just skin and bone. And we're going to age. So capture the moment that you're in right now. Feel good about it. So it's really maybe the easiest kind of diary that you can create that might be really fun to revisit years later. In fact, I know it is. I keep looking at all these pictures of me from college when I thought I was incredibly fat and I had like 8% body fat. And I look at that person and I think, oh my God, you didn't know who you were, and you couldn't appreciate who you were enough to really make the most of youth. I mean, isn't that the case? The youth is wasted on the young, but take photos so you can enjoy them now and maybe enjoy them next week or next year. And just, you know, remember that these small moments of having time to document your face for the day, those matter too. I really hope that you guys are enjoying my little self-improvement journey, especially on these small rituals. Really diving into productivity as it pertains to the way that I need to process information, especially with ADD, has been it's been nothing short of life-changing, and I'm kind of sharing that journey with you as it is progressing. Little things like drinking my water, journaling, tiny little things that I used to write off as like, oh, everyone says to do that. I better tackle this big, hairy, complicated project. I should create a whole new system for tracking all of the things that I need to track. Like, I just was avoiding the small things at hand. And now that I'm not afraid to look at the thoughts that are in my head in the morning and put them on paper, I'm beginning to really see the light and see these small changes really making a big impact in my life. So I hope they help you. And let us know what you're liking, what you're loving. Send this or share this with someone that you think would really enjoy it, or maybe are working on their own mornings, or maybe struggling with tackling some of these teeny tiny small changes that can really help them get the motivation to make bigger ones that they know they need to tackle in the future. And enjoy your week. I'll talk to you later.